Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Stroud on the move. And the ball thrown. It's a live ball for now. Looks like Braxton Berrios came back and recovered it.
It is a fumble recovered by the defense. The defensive player fumbled prior to crossing the goal line. The initial offense recovered it in the end zone for a touchback. The illegal shift on number 19 will be enforced because it will be a better option for the defense.
Oh, what?
It's a small thing, and depending on the day, I'll hate it. I do love when a penalty becomes so complicated, we do have to have like a basically full fireside chat with the official to explain what's happening.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't miss football at all this weekend. Did not miss it a lick.
That was from last night. You maybe watched it if you worked early this morning. You probably didn't.
Nope.
Seattle-Houston, which kicked off at 10 p.m., obviously, out in Seattle. Seahawks did win that game 27-19. That was a C.J. Stroud fumble. Derek, it was an elite sports night. I tweeted about this yesterday, that how much action was going on.
And I only cared for half of it.
And I didn't even mention either, if you're a Premier League fan as well, the day started at 3 with sports if you were a Premier League fan, because we had West Ham and Brentford. I watched that because I'm a West Ham fan. They suck. It's fine. We're moving on. But the sports day was great. My only problem was actually the final Monday night doubleheader where one of the games started at 10, and I'm like, I'm not going to stay up for that. I love Darnold. I think the Seahawks are really cool to watch. I think there's a lot of fun pieces there. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is amazing. And I'm always kind of curious about Houston because of the downfall of C.J. Stroud and everything that's kind of going on there.
Hell, based on
but
what
I
happened
wasn't
in,
watching that.
Based on what happened in Seattle, people probably shut it off.
Probably.
Like, they just like, lose their trip for the World Series, and it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to bet. I'm
done for
pissed.
The night. We did have one other game, as I mentioned, doubleheader. Lions-Bucks, that game wasn't particularly close. 24-9 win for the Lions. The real big news out of that, Mike Evans. His 1,000-yard streak is going to end at 11 seasons. Breaks his collarbone last night. It's a beautiful throw. It looks like going to be a great catch. I mean, long, deep ball. Comes down his shoulder. Obviously bad. Breaks his collarbone. It sucked. I mean, you could feel Baker's mouth is like hanging open because he sees a guy that just came back.
Yeah.
And it's over with. And yeah, I'm 11 straight years of 1,000 yards.
Model of consistency.
Clear Hall of Famer, I think. The only problem, he didn't do it with a lot of pizzazz. He didn't have like those crazy, he's highly quote unquote athletic plays. He just, like you said, model consistency. I'm going to get my 1,000 to 1,300 yards every year. And I'm a tall receiver, so it doesn't look as cool.
That man made Johnny Manziel a first-round pick.
That and that offensive line, 100%.
And the Bills traded up to grab Sammy Watkins that year.
You also had Odell Beckham Jr. a few picks later. There's a few misses there. There's a few.
As touted as that wide receiver class was, Mike Evans really was the best. And it's tough to see that streak end. Hopefully, could you even try to see about getting him back for the playoffs?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they do. That'd be great. It'd be a huge boon for them, especially.
It'd be a huge boon for them. It's at least worth mentioning in my mind on this of like, is there a chance he could come back even? And you're Tampa in the NFC South. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're probably all right. They're 5-2 now. They've been living on the edge a little bit. They've
living
been
on the edge.
A lot of injuries, but last night was finally where it felt like
5-2
Baker didn't play perfect, and it all fell through for him.
It's despite the injuries, you are still at least in control of your own destiny for the division.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the Falcons got frustrated yesterday. Carolina's sitting there at 4-3.
Yeah.
You made a face. I don't know if that was related to what I said. But, again, if Carolina's my top threat right now, I control my own destiny and I still have the one game lead.
Yeah, because you already beat Atlanta earlier in the year. Baker's been playing like an MVP up to this point. Last night was not that at all. He was bad Baker last night.
Right.
But, I mean, if you got a quarterback for 90% of the season playing like an MVP, you're going to be just fine. And, yeah, maybe they're able to actually get Mike Evans back for the playoffs. I don't know. The first report I saw of it, I think, was from Tom Pelissero saying, you know, likely the entire season.
Yes.
So it did. It felt like it left that possibility.
It leaves it open for the postseason, but we'll learn more later on that sort of status with him. And obviously, the Bills will face Tampa later.
Yes.
You're not dealing with Mike Evans and Emeka Ogbuka.
No, but you're going to be dealing with Emeka Ogbuka almost likely.
Yeah. No, you will be.
Yeah.
It's now you don't have to deal with both.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Before we get to your calls, Tailgate Trivia is back. It's presented by Total Sports Enterprise Buffalo. Listen during every Bills game for your chance to call in, answer the trivia question, and win autographed Bills merch. That is courtesy of TSE Buffalo. Now, let's get to the phones. The Bills are back from the bye week. They are taking on Carolina in Charlotte this Sunday at 1 p.m. They're going to get some help back for the defense. Hoyt, Ogunjobi are back. We also got some good news on Maxwell Harrison. He is open, or his 21-day practice window is being open. While it doesn't mean he's going to be back for Sunday, it is good signs for him. Bills, though, have lost two in a row, but are particularly good off the bye. So what are the vibes? Where are we at with the Bills? How much will the defensive additions improve the unit as a whole? Again, love to hear your thoughts, but we now go to the phones. And first up today, Alan is with us. Alan, how are we doing today, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to share a few comments. I mean, if you follow Twitter, I'm sure both of you guys do.
Sadly, yes.
Unfortunately.
They're unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, you go back 2023. I remember the first game of the year starting off against the Jets. Allen's worst game probably as a pro. It was horrible. Then they had the Tyrod game at home where if he would have snuck that ball, probably they would have beat us 16-14. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen. Then that New England game when Mac Jones led a last-minute drive down the field. And what happened at the end of the year? Dolphins had a three-game lead, came back, and we took the division on the last day of the year. My other point is this. Everybody's saying, oh, Andy Dalton, the spread has gone up 1.5 since he was named the starter.
Yeah, is it 7.5 now?
It's 8.
It's 8, oh boy.
It's up to 8. And the reason I think, too, is that his one big game last year was against the Raiders, the second worst team in the National Football League with the worst pass secondary in the league. And then he came back against the Commanders, and after that game he got benched. I think he was like – he had a horrible game. And if the Bills will be fresh, McDermott's 8-0 after the bye. And I read an article in the Carolina Tribune or whatever paper online. They expect about 60% of the crowd to be Bills fans. When they were 0-2 and 0-3, they sold a lot of their seats, the season ticket holders, and they don't sell out anyway. They get about 50, 60,000 a game, 75,000 seats. Matter of fact, they cover up, I think, half this part of upper deck. Still, I think they still do that. But I think with the Bills' presence and the fans, this team, McDermott is 8-0 after the bye. I think they're going to pound this team. I really do. I fear Bryce Young. People, you know, they didn't respect him. I didn't want to play him because of he gained his leadership back of the team. He was having a good year, 12 TDs and 4 picks, and he was starting to come to fruition. And I said to my son right before he got hurt, I don't know. I think the Bills will win Sunday, but Bryce Young kind of puts a little bit of that. He's a rollout quarterback who the Bills have trouble against. And Dalton's mainly a stay-still guy, and if you get to him, you'll rattle him. And I know he's had a decent career. I'm just not sold on a lot of people, but there's a lot of people out there, like Adam Scheffler said, this is going to hurt the Panthers a little bit with not having Bryce Young in there because he's gained the leadership respect back and all that. But the presence of the Bills Mafia there, I think, is going to be like in Tennessee when Tennessee wasn't a good team. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think the fans there, they expect quite a few, and even Eric Wood mentioned it a week or so ago, that he expects my majority of the crowd to be Bills fans. And it'll be like a home game. Anyway, I just want to hang up, and I think the Bills are going to come back fresh and ready to roll. So, and people forget, though, all the slumps we've had here and there and Allen not looking good. People just overreact. Fans on Twitter overreact like I've never seen before. Anyway, I'll hang up and listen to you. Take care.
Allen, thanks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, thanks for the call. I do want to mention, because I can be a hypocrite on Twitter, I am also sometimes part of those problems. I'm not as bad as Nate Geary when I'm live tweeting, but as I mentioned, especially with Sabres games, I tweet through it. It is what I do.
It is like it's a whole season, something I've been saying for a month. You're welcome.
No, NFL games are
pace yourselves.
It's a 1 week league.
Not you. Not just you. Yeah. Everyone. It's a long season. We have to deal with it together. Are there things that you should be able to point out when they're losing? Absolutely. Am I going to drive myself up a wall yet? No. If they lose to Carolina, get back to me.
Maybe.
But
Allen made a lot of good points there, though, especially with I am somebody, though.
I was worried about this, though. We talked about this off the air. I was worried about a crash out from the fans for losing a couple of football games, which they do every year. Every year they do this.
Around this point of the year, too.
Not only that, but nobody's the Dolphins of 72.
And there's even an argument you don't necessarily want to be the team that wins every single game, because you did see with the 07 Patriots, by the time they got to the playoffs, they were not that dominant force of nature they were in the regular season. They played incredible all year, not to disrespect them or downplay them, but it had gotten to a point where, they did not play well in the playoffs. Brady himself was not very good. I will say, though, with the Carolina thing, am I slightly worried about this game? Yeah. I think Carolina actually has some playmakers on offense that I'm slightly worried about. Rico Dowdle's, of course, the main guy.
Chief amongst them, yes.
You know, 200 yards, 182 yards. I think he had like 76, even with them kind of like playing around with like, oh, is it Chuba Hubbard's backfield? Is it Rico? He still wound up with almost 80 yards rushing. Tet McMillan is a dude. He was the best receiver out of Arizona last year. Some people kind of overthought it with him. Nope, he is the best receiver, rookie receiver this year.
Take a good player.
He's been great. And Xavier Legette also had a really good game last week. I was slightly more worried with Andy Dalton just because I think he'll keep them on time. I'm less big on Bryce Young. Now, Al makes a good point. He has more capability than Andy Dalton. I don't necessarily know if he's going to be a guy that's going to kill you scrambling, but I look at Young and I think he's going to give you a play or two that even a bad defense can take advantage of. And a defense like the Bills, who are maybe bringing in potentially huge members for their defense, mainly Hoyt. I don't know if Larry Ogunjobi's really considered a massive member of their defense. They openly acknowledged, Brandon Bean did, that if they knew about the suspension, they would not have signed him. They would have gone somewhere else. Hoyt was not that. Hoyt, they see as the versatile both run defender and pass rusher. I think he's going to play a big role for them. But there are parts of Carolina that I'm worried about. But it is actually the Bills over the McDermott era that I'm less worried about, at least for this game. They are so good off the bye. Allen mentioned it. 8-0. They averaged 27.5 points on offense after the bye. Even when they're not playing particularly well, they get that week rest, they come out with their hair on fire. And yeah, this has been known for a while.
This is going to the Panthers. The run.
Yeah, and right. This is typically known as the run. They come off the bye and like, okay, now we're ready to go. But also, it's been well known for a while, them going down to Charlotte, that it's going to borderline be a Bills home game. It's a transient town as well. A lot of people from Western New York have moved down there. Then you also get it. It's a nice time of the year to go down there.
The local team has also been frustrating the fan base up until recently.
And caller again brought up a good point, too. They didn't start the year off particularly well. So, yeah, there probably were some people going like, the season's lost.
Selling the ticket.
A lot of Bills fans probably pick this one early as the game they'd like to go to. And now that Carolina's 4-3, you can't get those tickets back.
It can be it's a destination type game. And yeah, after the frustrations that start the year for Carolina, the attendance is probably not going to be favorable. But again, it's a long season. They always are. Every sport, by the way. We need to be able to pace ourselves. We keep going like this. I don't know if half of y'all are going to make it to December without wanting to just turn the TV off with frustration, even though they have a winning record. Like, protect your mentals is basically what I'm trying to say here. You can criticize. Don't crash out about a 4-2 team. Like I said, talk to me about Carolina next week. Hopefully we're not having the same conversation. We better not, because again, they're great off the bye week. This is a team you can beat, you should beat.
It is one of those things, though, like because of all the stats point to like how good they are off the bye. Carolina, not a particularly impressive team. They are 4-3, but not a particularly impressive team. If you do lose this game
to a team with minus point differential despite their 4-3 record,
I think then a lot of the conversations that I hear a lot of people have all of a sudden become much more tangible, much more realistic of, oh no, maybe the bottom has fallen out. Because they do lose back-to-back games yearly. Like, this seems to be their thing.
This happened weeks 4 and 5 last year.
And it's around the National Football League. Kansas City was bad to start the year. Now they're very good. The Eagles lost back-to-back games. And then they go to Minnesota, and their offense looks incredible. Even with some issues, they still look great. It's not the end of the world. It does become a problem, though, when you start going on a losing streak. You can argue if it's 2 or 3, but 3 definitively is a streak. If that happens, we're having a different conversation. I just don't expect it. The team is too well run. Allen is too good of a quarterback to let that happen. You can mention the defense. I don't disagree. I just can't see Andy Dalton putting up 30-plus.
Again, if we do, well, like I said, we'll cross that bridge if we get there, and that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It only takes 30 minutes once a year to get a potentially life-saving screening. Schedule your mammogram today at Roswell Park with 2 convenient locations in Buffalo and Williamsville. Visit roswellpark.org/mammography for a quick appointment. Come back, wrap up hour number 1 here of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones. Any callers on hold? We'll get to you on the other side here on a lovely Tuesday in Buffalo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.